Munindra Vinda Pandite
Thank you.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्वे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमः। जल्दी जाओ तो आओ भागो यहाँ से, डिस्टर्ब मत करो, पीछे देना। Yesterday, we were explaining sixth slow. Are Cheta, Pudyat Kapatakutinati Bharakhara, Charanamutres Natta, Dhasi Kathak Atmanamapita, Sadatangan Dharvagi Dharapada Premi Blishat, Sudam Bodhos Natta Smapinitarang Mam Jesu. I explain that. He is telling to his mind, O mind, be careful, very careful, and listen me very deeply. In the mood of following, practicing, don't take bath in the urine of donkey. But I see that you are doing so. So don't do like this. Obey me. And just try to do bath in nectar. What nectar? Nectar that is love and affection to Krishna. If you are serving him with love and affection, like Brajavasi, especially in the mood of gopis, then you are taking bath in nectar of that. And then you will be happy, and by that I will also be happy. So make me happy, you should be happy, and let whole world be happy by this. Now, you are taking bath in that urine and thinking that I am bathing in nectar. You are like senseless, no sense at all. Like a drunkard takes so much wine and he falls in the any drain, very dirty Indian drain in Mathura. Not American. Mathura drain. If you will anyhow fallen down on that drain, then you will be like hogs. Very dirty. But as you have drunk so much and your body is everywhere burning. But you are thinking that I am very happy. So, what is that kapatakuti nati? Kapata means?
Duplicity.
And kutinati? Both.
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy. No.
Hypocrisy. Fault finding.
Kuti and nati. Bengali can understand this. Don't do ku. Ku means bad things. Unwanted things. Don't do. Ku. Yeah. Ku means all kinds of bad things. Society. Drinking. Bad society. Drinking. Making merry. To associate with Vishayis who have no faith in bhakti. Not serving Krishna and his associates. Telling lies. All are ku. And na. Na means?
No.
Not. Like?
Which is prohibited in Shastra not to do.
Not to do. And if you are doing bad thing. So, you should give up. Here he is telling, what is duplicity? Duplicity kapatta? What is duplicity? He is telling that bhakti sadhak are of three kinds. Understanding? Very deeply you should try to understand and follow. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births you cannot do anything by only chanting. And if you are not following, that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his association by these teachings. So you should think that we are associating with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is giving some teachings, so we should follow. So sadhaka are of three kinds. Swanishtha, parinishthit, hemunirvesh. Swanishtha that those who are in beginning following and they want to practice bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya sakhatman vedanam. Nine kinds of bhakti they are following. But there are some defects in them. Duplicity in three. What? Swanishtha. They are following bhakti. Those who are following bhakti, but vidhi nishedh of varnasham dharma. What is vidhi? Means?
Rules
and regulations.
Rules and prohibitions.
And also what is not to do, prohibited. They have nothing to do with these things. Nothing. They can only do Radha Krishna conjugal bhajan. If anything of varnashram is help coming in that, no harm. But they don't look and see all these rules and regulations to be followed or not to be followed. Only totally following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami or Srivas Acharya and Grihastha Bhakta like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fall.
Or don't disturb anyone.
Keep it. Please keep it.
After class, you can do. Otherwise, all mood will come here.
So, that event, all these things, they are never to care for that. Where we are doing falling or not falling, but totally following one-ended ananya rupena, Radha and Krishna, Braja Seva. Second are parinishthita. That they are punished who are following bhakti, shravanam kirtanam all. But they also follow varnasram dharma, rule regulation and what not to be followed. They are not following them and what to follow in varnasram, they are following. But only these are helpful or
kind
favorable. No? Not all rule, dress, regulations and everything. No? Only they will follow which are favorable for Braja Bhakti. They are parinishthit. Both are grihastha bhakta in family life. Married life, both. And third is parinishthita, nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means they have given up their worldly life, totally. In the line of Rupa, Raghunath, Adi, Goswami, renounce order, not renounce order, but brahmachari. But no family life. And that totally given up householder life. Any ashram or any mutt or any they are doing bhajan, totally. But in them, there may be some duplicity. It may be that they don't know, but anyhow, there is some duplicity. What duplicity may be there? He is telling. First, swanishtha. What is the definition of swanishtha?
As you just said.
Huh? I told?
Yeah. Swanishtha.
Don't see. Please.
Swanishtha is one who is following the nine angles of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, etc. But when it comes to varnashram, the rules and regulations of varnashram, He does not care for them at all, but he's one pointed towards Braj Bhakti or Rupa Nuga Bhajan.
So first he is telling, now you can tell what I told Rambijaya Prabhu, Rambijaya Manu. Quickly, what I told. Who can tell? Can you tell? You should ask me question. And in the meantime, you will be prepared. Where is? Oh, what I told?
Explain what is a Swanishtha Sadhak. So the Swanishtha Sadhak, he is doing bhajan, following Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, the others of bhakti. And he's all endeavors are to cultivate the mood of unalloyed service, aikantik bhakti to Radha Krishna in Braj. And so he never thinks about the rules and regulations of varnashram dharma. He has no consideration for them.
But he will not go opposite to that.
any lady devotees among? We can tell.
No, then I become hopeless. You should tell them.
What everyone is saying.
Again, you should repeat.
Ekantaki bhakti, meaning only doing his Raganuga Rupanuga bhajan.
No, I'm not telling that. Raganuga Rupanuga, no. But what I told, Swanishta, what is the meaning?
Swanishta means Ekantaki bhakti, you're doing all Navada bhakti, and you're not caring for dharma or adharma, but you won't go against dharma. But your focus is only on Radha Krishna and Braj.
Okay? Now we will see very carefully, because among us it may be like Swanishta. The Swanishta sadhak, they may tell that we are practicing that kind of bhakti. And they may be engaged in sense gratifications. How? They are doing bhakti, but inwardly engage their senses in all other things. Only the face, the cloth, tulsi mala, tilak is like Swanishta, but not actually following. Or they will tell that we are doing, but always engaged in sense gratifications. They do not engage themselves in the service of nishkapat bhakta. They never engage themselves in the service of those who are high classes of Vaishnavas, those who have nothing to do with duplicity above them.
Unpretentious.
they don't have any relationship and they don't serve sincere and advanced devotees.
Who are free from duplicity.
Huh?
Who are niskapat, free from duplicity and material desires. No material.
They only tell that, oh.
No pretension.
Whether he has been initiated by my Gurudev, or with me, or any God brother of me. In broad sense, be like this. Anyone told me that you are not in school. I told him that why I am not in ISKCON. What are the rules and regulations that I will adopt, then I will be ISKCON, in family of ISKCON. I want to know the rules and regulations. And I want to totally
surrender.
So what are these rules and regulations? Oh, we ISKCON have that one should chant 16, at least 16 rounds. I told that I chant 64. Then they told,
you can't join.
That is why you cannot join.
Oh, I am abiding rules. Then I told this, anything more? Oh, we should follow four basic principles. What are these? That not toxications. You should treat all the ladies like mother. like sister. Oh, I do this. Totally, from beginning, from my birth, I am doing this. And,
yes. No gambling.
Oh, no gambling. Never I don't remember that in my so many previous lives. I don't gamble. And
no meat
and no hinsa. Oh, I have never smelled of or seen all these things. Never. Then I may be, then I know there is something.
You bought something. No wine.
Huh? No wine and cigarette and everything. Oh no, never. Also I tell that from 45, 46 I'm chanting. And from beginning like this. Now I sometimes fail to chant 64. But at that time I was so punctual. Sometimes 3 lakhs also I have done in my before life. But now due to preaching, writing and all doing so many things, I cannot. But on Ekadasi I try to do more. So I'm chanting from there. May I be
member
of that? Oh, bona fide guru should be there. Oh, do you think that my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was bona fide guru or not? Yes, he was bona fide. Then why you are not in that? Then I will have to give up my Gurudev initiation. I should be your disciple or any disciples of ESKCON who may fall. I should take initiation from them. Then you will admit me like ESKCON or what are the rules as special? I want to know. Oh, I will think. So these are kapatata. You should not think like this. Anyone who has surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu or any offline and he chanting, so observing, no offenses, no duplicity or anything. He may be in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He may be in the line of any of Noha. But we should have to think whether he is Sahajiyar or not. He should be qualified Guru. Whether he is disciple of Swamiji, whether he is disciple of Pujya Parshidhar Maharaj, Shoti Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, or anyone, I can admit any those who are sish of Swamiji. No harm. If they are not duplicitous. Or they are above, but no doing offenses, not criticizing. If what to speak of this disciples of Swamiji, even fourth generation is there, I will do pranam to them. If they are so qualified, chanting in this way, knowing all established truths, then they are. So I request you to be like that. Don't have any line. No wall. We are also thinking that we are in same family of Gauchandra family, Nitai family, Narottam family, Rup family.
No, you ask also, is Rupa Goswami in his form?
Oh, I ask him also, do you think that Rupa Goswami is in his form or not?
And Brahma.
And Narad Goswami? Oh, he began to do.
He said,
he will have to think whether Rupa Goswami is in his own or not. But I know, I have a strong belief that Narada Goswami, Brahma, all are in
ISKCON.
So don't
be confused
in this. Anyone who is the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu group Goswami doing bhajan like this.
Where is
ISKCON? Are they doing collection for ISKCON? Then they are in ISKCON.
I don't want to criticize anything. I want to know that you should know the principles that who is Vaishnava, actually. Who are very strongly have belief in Mahaprabhu chanting. Whether he is not any disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, even anyhow coming in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, or anyone, Tilak may be some change, no harm. In Shyamananda Parivar they have some like, na?
Yes.
What that thing? Nupur Chinna.
Kind of thankful well.
No harm. So, we should go internally to see who is devotee and we should try to follow. So, those who are not serving that class of Vaishnava, but they go to Vishayis and rich persons and beg that. Yes, SNL? Give me $1, $2, $20. You should give. Not doing this. They will always go, living mat, center, preaching center. And they will go to rich persons where they will take so delicious foods and all other things. So they are duplicitous. They will, in India I have seen that there are so many devotees without order of any mutt commander, they take a family which is richer, rich family, and they take them into this parikrama. And serving so much, not serving like Guru, more than Guru. They have never serving Gurudev, any Vaishnava, but they will serve them so well, day and night. Oh, what is Ruka? What is the problem? May I bring water? May I do this? All. So, we should not do like that. We have some honor, more honor, love and affection and service to pure devotee. Avashyakta se अधिक अर्थाधिक में व्यस्त रहना. What we need for our guru seva, Vaishnava seva, Thakur seva, center seva, preaching center seva. Not we should be engaged ourselves in always making money. What we need for the service of Gurudev, we can do. But don't always engage yourself in making money. Then your pocket will be so
heavy.
And a chulkahat will come.
Itching
will come. How to expand? Very big problem will come. So don't do like that. Whether grihastha or not grihastha. Grihastha not should not engage that, oh, I should be crorepati.
Multi-millionaire.
Yeah. And after that, and one day he will die with nothing, zero in hand. So don't engage yourself. What we need for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, we should try to do, but not more than that. Nirathak or anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna. Nirathak. What? Useless and anitya.
Temporary.
Dhandho mein agrara. To aside in all.
Emphasize on the activities which are useless
and temporary.
What?
Futile and temporary.
Give it to his father, mother. Oh, you should go to your mother.
Sit quiet. Ajar, keep mother.
Silent here. Sit down. Boliye? What is the meaning?
What was the third one?
Nirarthak aur anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna.
Having great enthusiasm for futile temporary enterprises.
Don't be. You should engage chanting, but in lower stages, beginners, always they should engage in association of good qualified devotees. And hearing more. First hearing, then kirtanam. Not kirtan first, then hearing. Shabadam, then kirtanam. If you are qualified and perfect in hearing, then you can chant perfect. Otherwise, not. No? So don't engage yourself in these things. Nirpeksha virakta. साधकों का बेस बनाकर जड़ प्रतिष्ठा संग्रह के लिए प्रयत्न करना. Those who are householders. Sometimes they make themselves like Tyagi, renounced person. They
took saffron cloth.
Saffron cloth. So lamba lamba tilak. Lamba means
big
and so heavy. And sometimes they think that I have become renounced. Sometimes I have seen some devotees in daytime with a danda sannyasi and in night time pants, shirt, hat, coat, boot, everything, so suit. And shirt, hat, coat, boot, everything, so suited. No, we should not do. Why? To make money and for jad pratishtha.
Material prestige.
We should not give any importance of prestige. We should keep it in our what? Rasoi ghar mein.
In our
Kitchen
in fire. Don't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Don't go towards that. Always be very tina dapishuni chitaru rapishahishnu amani manadena. Give proper respect to Vaishnavas according to their stage. Don't have any wish for to be praised. Never. It is very much obstacle in Krishna Bhajan. So we should try to know all these things and be careful for these things. Now I am coming to Parinishthi. Parinishthi means he sometimes cares for Varnashram Dharma, rules and regulations. Bahar se Parinishthi hone ka dhong karna. What means?
Making an external show of strict adherence to rules and regulations.
But internally they don't like to follow. Kintu andar krishnetar vishwa mein asakta rahana.
But remaining inwardly attached to material subjects.
I have seen so many persons like this. Always they engage themselves in sense gratification and all worldly things. We have devoted our life for doing Krishna bhajan in the service of Gurudev. Why these should come? But these are duplicity. Ananya premi bhaktaon ke sang ki apeksha satkarmi jnani yogi vishayi adi ke sang mein adhik agraha rakhna. What meaning?
Preferring the association of philanthropists, jnanis, yogis, and materialistic people to that of resolute, loving devotees.
Understand more?
So, somebody who takes the path of bhajan, and externally they're showing that they're following the rules and regulations, but internally there's still so much attachment. So it manifests that
they will not serve Gurudev. They will not serve any pure devotee. Always satkarmi.
Materialistic people.
They will go to some Babaji that not doing bhajan. And to karmis and other persons, to yogis, Mahesh Yogi, you know, in India. Have you heard?
Yes.
Mahesh Yogi. They will go there. And Mahesh Yogi that will tell that from where you have come. Oh, we have come from Iskon or Gaudiya Math. Oh, at once go and chant name. Don't come with this. He tells, I have heard. I am cheating all. I don't want to cheat. Because you have come from a real path. And if I am doing, then I am offensive. So I don't want to make. But they will go there. Vishayi. They want to be always engaged in them. So Yusuf not. And then Nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means those who have taken renounce or brahmachari, living always in mud, to improve. If a brahmachari living in mud or preaching center, serving all Vaishnavas, listening in, always listening Hari Katha, then why he'll be a tendency, taking also saffron cloth, why he'll be tendency to marry? Is it improving or decreasing? What is it? What? Is it improving thing? Anyone should? Not. And he will be more inspired to give his all time life Gaukishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, always following his Gurudev. Why he will do this thing? And those who are family persons, they will hear all these things, they should improve more. After 50, 60, they can be renounced, no harm. Or after 50, again, new marriage, giving up his chaste wife and new one, brand new, and they want to marry again. This is not developing of bhakti. They should be detached from worldly things. They should be attached with bhakti suddha. First, that these renounced persons have false ego that I am very high class of Vaishnava. And they neglect others. Also family men they neglect. Like Lomharshana Sutta. No? You know Lomharshana Sutta? He was, used to give classes. And lakhs
audience.
All the rishis and maharshis. In them it might be that they were more renounced, more bhakta, more qualified, knowing more established truth, but he used to neglect. Oh, because I am on this seat, so I am more than anyone. If I am renounced, then all are like bogus. I am only qualified. We should not know. Any brahmachari taking saffron cloth or sannyas, they should be more and more deenheen.
Humble.
More humble than anyone. Those will be advanced in bhakti. They should be more and more humble than anyone. It may be that Kanishka Vaishnava may be so much humble. But knowing all these things, why he should not be humble? Srimati Radhika, herself. What?
Topmost
in everything. But he wants to be what?
A deer.
A deer. a grass where the devotees are walking, Krishna is walking. He wants to be clouds sometimes, sometimes a river, sometimes cows to hear the sweet sound of Krishna. They want to be, have a birth of Pulindi, meaning hilly tribes.
Scheduled
cows. Oh, this is humbleness. So we should be humble like this. If anyone is not even initiated, he taking drugs or taking meats also, but chanting name, I will give more honor to that person than any high class of Mayavadi. Satkarmi. Satkarmi means?
It's following Varnashram.
Varnashram. Quickly they will give up all these things. They will be very qualified devotees, but they will never. Then, taking renounce, order this, and with false ego, they think that all sadhaks, all devotees, are bogus. I am only so much qualified. They also collect so much preparations and cloths, watches, golden glasses. Glass will be that, not golden, but frame will be golden.
Car.
And car not than 50 lakhs.
Not less.
All kinds of
facilities.
Yeah. One car will be only to walk, second car will be going to temple, third car will be going to stool or anything. 4-5 cars should be. One car for his wife, one car for his son, one car for all others. And though he is sannyasi. So sannyasi should collect very little thing what he needs, not so much. Sadhan ke bahane jyoti sang karna. Yeah?
To associate with women on the pretext of sadhana.
What is the meaning?
Explain. Means that on the pretext of speaking Harikatha, one is associating with ladies with the spirit of enjoyment.
And what becomes after? Telling Harikatha, Harikatha, and then marrying with her. Not marrying. Oh, so many examples are there. Or telling, I will tell you katha. What katha? Sweet katha of Krishna pastimes. With gopis, how alone he was doing any here kunja. Do you want to, what kunja? Broom? Oh, that's telling all these katha, sweet katha. Then he will at once go to hell. Both will go. So, this is now why this is going on, I think. And only to this reason, so many devotees are falling down. We should be very careful. Whether we are grihastha, or tyagi, or brahmachari, or sannyasi. Very careful in these things. Anyhow, where in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, don't meet your mother alone when you are matured. When you are becoming like 16 years old, never meet with your mother, sister,
daughter,
and anyone, and don't make love joke with them. Be having so much regard, taking their food dust of your mother. If your sister is elder, like your elder, like mother, and younger, like your daughter, try to honor them. And don't talk in alone. Never, never. But if any critical times comes, that is exception. But with this mood. Otherwise, he will go down. Hari Mandir ko chhod karke dhan adi ki lalsa se vishay logon ke sameep uthna baithna. But
To keep close contact with materialistic people with the intention of collecting funds and donations instead of going to the temple.
Yeah. Swamiji has written anywhere I read a notice for them, that all the devotees should join morning class and evening class. Achha, why he did? Can you tell? Why? This circulation was made? He saw that anyone not coming in morning class, not in evening class. Some are coming, some are not coming. So he has made a regulation. Make a regulation. If all are coming, why to make any regulation? For common person, it has been done rules and regulations. Those who are don't want to follow for them. And those who are following, no regulation in Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, anything. Those who have taste in chanting name, taste in doing sarvesham, taste in Hari Katha, is there anything rule? If they are following themselves all these things, no rules and regulation. Those who give वैराग्य के प्रति सम्मान अधिक देते हैं और विधि पालन के प्रति अधिक आग्रह के द्वारा कृष्ण रति को क्षीण करते हैं. What?
To enfeeble one's attachment for Krishna by attributing importance and respect merely to the external dress and symbols of the renounced order and by being overly attached to the rules and regulations of renunciation.
Pandiji, bolo. You? What it was? Don't hear? Bolo.
That one may take the cloth of renunciation and they may be so attached to the rules and regulation of following proper brahmacharya life, sannyas life, but not actually going deeply into the real meaning of renunciation, which is to be attached, to get some real taste for Krishna.
What he told? Your friend.
Be more attached to the external dress and symbols of renunciation than to the actual meaning of what is real renunciation within the heart. Meaning attachment to Krishna and Krishna.
And? Vidhi palan ke
rati. And the rules of regulation.
Not going deep. Anyone has taken sannyas. And that thing, that I must honor only those who are sannyasi, whether they are fallen. And those who are doing vidhi bhakti,
rules
and regulations. Not going in internally and feeling deep. What is the meaning of this bhakti? Only they will try to follow outwardly the instructions of their Gurudev. But they don't want to go deep soul. So these are duplicates. We should not be like this. From beginning, we should try to obey. We should try to know the main object and aim and object of Guru Varga, Swamiji, my Gurudev and father. And try to catch that mood. What that mood is? Braj Bhakti, only nothing else. Only Braj Bhakti is that mood. They have come to this world only to sprinkle this, not Vaidhi Bhakti, not anything, not sannyas or nothing. Sannyas is a nishtha only. Nishtha means, I am renounced now, I should let me go towards sense gratification, not to mixing with ladies, or ladies should mix with
gents.
So we should try to go very deep. Why we have been initiated? What is initiation? What is the purpose of it? What are the months? How we should do all months? How we should follow all these things? So they have come only to give love and affection, braj mood to all. Not only all these. Kirtan. Not only doing kirtan here and there. This is not object. By kirtan, you should be also perfect in kirtan. And then to preach. Otherwise, if you are doing kirtan from one gully to gully, yeah?
Streets.
And someone will give you manisha. And you will keep it in pocket. Father will do anything give. And you will keep it in pocket. And thus, always, oh, he's very good person. Only for this. And after some days, you will quickly give up all these things and go to hell. Or anywhere else. Those who are doing only this, like outwardly, artificially all these things, always. Very little effect will be there. So we should try to know all these things and to be careful for all these things. Gaur Pranam. If I have told any harsh word or anything pinching to anyone, I should be excused. I also want to be humble like you, sitting like you, I'm very humble. Go.
Oh, Gurudev, when Sadhu Vaidya is doing operation, then sometimes some cutting is necessary.
Yes, yes. But I'm not so much qualified. I'm among you. You can think me like your elder brother, your friend, only. A very low class of sadhu.
Can I sing now or not?
Manjari is here. She sings beautiful Jai Radha
Madhava.
Ah, Chaitasi
can come.
Govinda was telling you not to
come. Very soon, very soon. Who is she?
She is your disciple.
Ah?
Bhagavan's
daughter.
Oh, Bhagavan's daughter.
When you came? Just now? Very good. I am happy to meet you. I was thinking that you may come. Go.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.